Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the 0-2 cut on and miss. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. An A-bomb from A-Rod. Robbie Cano, a don't you know? Can you imagine? Hello, Yankee fans, and welcome to Pinstripes and Bright Lights. I'm John Sterling. Each episode, I'll share one of my favorite memories from my years with the Yanks and with other teams. But before I do, we'll open the mail and read a letter from you, the fans. Dear John, as a lifelong Bomber fan, I have many fond memories of the Yankees. When I think of what the Yankees mean to me, I immediately think of what my family and friends mean to me. I had my first date with my wife at a Yankees game. I kicked my mother out of my room in 2003. We sprinkled a few of his dad's ashes on the ground, followed by a splash of beer, and said, "Look, we finally made it to the front row." You won't believe the story. It's true. It's absolutely true. Game is over. And, of course, they're playing Frank's New York, New York. Well, the cops had been ringing the field, you know, basically foul line to foul line. And as late as it was, in the cold and the rain, the cops are leading the fans singing New York, New York. It was great. It was so great. In Jeter's first game, he had a phenomenal first game. He caught a pop-up in left center field, which was going to be his trademark. And he also hit home run over the high wall in Cleveland. This is the shortstop that some people felt the Yankees couldn't win with. I got a great Bob Turley story. Joe DiMaggio, Don Zimmer, Paul O'Neill. Paul O'Neill. Mariano Rivera. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and be sure to come back for more baseball stories, Yankee stories, or sports stories. You can find all the episodes online at pinstripespodcasts.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.